And now a look at what's happening in the arts and culture in South Louisiana. There will be a public forum this evening in Brobridge. The forum is regarding the significance of the Promised Land slave burial site in St. Martin Parish to the African American Diaspora Heritage Trail. That's tonight at 6 o'clock in Brobridge at the Joie de Vivre Culture and Coffee Cafe. On the panel will be Dr. Jihad Muhammad, who is with the African Scientific Research Institute, Dr. Ray Brasseur, who is an anthropology professor here at UL Lafayette, Charles LaRoque, who is a producer of documentary films, Dr. David Palmer, who is here at the University of Louisiana at Lafayette as well, and Zydeco musician Joe Hall. They will be on this panel for the public forum. It's open to everyone and free of charge, 6 o'clock tonight in Brobridge. Tuna Does Vegas continues at Cité des Arts beginning tonight and running through the weekend. This is the final weekend to see Tuna Does Vegas. Performing are Shane Gilbo and Kyle Bork of SAS Productions. Tickets are available by calling Cité des Arts or stopping by their website. In Abbeville this evening, 6:30 to 9, the Coastal Wetlands Planning, Protection, and Restoration Act Task Force will host a Meet the Artists event that will be at the Vermilion Parish Public Library. And the artists in this exhibit, called I Remember, are Marion Brister-Martinez and Lane LaFour. That's tonight at 6:30 in Abbeville. Tomorrow morning at the Hilliard University Art Museum on the UL Lafayette campus, there will be a gallery talk with Warren Lowe, 10 o'clock. Dr. Warren Lowe and his wife Sylvia have donated many of the pieces of folk art to the Hilliard Museum's permanent collection. He'll be giving a gallery talk and tour of the exhibit, Contemporary Folk Art from the Permanent Collection. All are invited. It's free and open to everyone starting at 10 o'clock. And the Bayou Teche Reading Tour will arrive in Arneville tomorrow evening, Friday evening. The Bayou's Teche and Fusilier will transport poet Daryl Bork via motorized raft to Arneville's Bayou Warehouse. And from there, Daryl will be reading from his latest book of poetry, Megan's Guitar and Other Poems from Acadie. That's 6:30, and it is a reading tour. He'll be reading in various places throughout the Teche, down the Teche, up the Teche. But this is an opportunity to hear him read where the Bayou's Teche and Fusilier meet, and he'll arrive by raft, 6:30 in Arneville. Opening tomorrow evening in Opelousas is The Book of Dee, a play for young audiences by Cody Daigh. The play is being performed at the historic Delta Grand Theater in Opelousas. You can see it Friday evening at 7 or on Saturday at 2 in the afternoon and 7 in the evening. Tickets are available by calling the Delta Grand Theater or going to their website, deltagrandtheater.com. And again, that's a play for young audiences by Cody Daigh, The Book of Dee. Acting Up in Acadiana will continue its production of Shakespeare's The Tempest. The Summer Youth Shakespeare Ensemble has a 15-day intensive performing arts camp that culminates in the production of a Shakespeare play. For more information, you can call the Acadiana Center for the Arts. It will be performed there Friday and Saturday evenings at 7:30. Tickets are available through their website or by calling them. On Sunday at the Alexandre Mouton House, which is the Lafayette Museum, as a part of their lecture series, Mr. Walter Dobie will be speaking at 2 o'clock on early maps and surveyors, focusing on early Louisiana maps. He has been collecting old maps for many, many years, and he'll be giving a talk this Sunday, 2 o'clock, at the Lafayette Museum, which is on Lafayette Street in Lafayette, Louisiana. All are invited. It's a free program, and his personal collection of early maps will be on display July 28th through August 12th at the Lafayette Museum. On Monday at Vermilionville, Les Vieux Cultural Film Series will show the André Gladue film Tintamar on the Trail of Acadians, and we'll be speaking with Mandy Miguez on Monday, who is curating this segment of Les Vieux Film Series, 6:30 at Vermilionville on Monday. Next week in Lake Charles, the Children's Theater Company of Lake Charles is holding their final workshop of the summer, the musical theater workshop for students ages 5 through 18. If you'd like more information or to register your child, their website is childrenstheater.cc. Their telephone number in Lake Charles is 433-7323. And for a listing of programs on KRVS, stop by our website, krvs.org, clicking on the schedule button. And if you'd like to listen to one of our archived shows or download one for listening to later on, just search for the locally produced program you're interested in, and you can either listen to it there, listen to our archive material, or download it and listen to it at your convenience. That's all at krvs.org. In just a moment, we will be joining NPR's All Things Considered.